Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Return to Bonnybree, written by Gwen Kirkwood, read by Leslie Mackey. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE262JT. Chapter 1. In the kitchen at Bonnybree Farm, Jamie Sinclair stared into the glowing embers of the fire, glad to be indoors with the day's work finished, but he could not banish the feeling of unease that had plagued him since Miss Katharina Capel had covertly slipped a piece of paper from her glove into his hand at her grandfather's funeral. At 22, Jamie did not dwell on the past, but tonight he was in contemplative mood as he considered the funeral of the old laird, Sir Reginald Capel of Stavendale Tower. He had accompanied Uncle Jim, Aunt Maggie, and Uncle Joe. They had been joined by two of his other Sinclair uncles, who were also tenants on the Stavendale estate. He had been amazed by the number of people who were there to pay their last respects. He knew his own grandfather had respected Sir Reginald as a gentleman and a fair landlord, but at 85 he had outlived most of his peers, as well as ex-President Roosevelt. He had done better than either of Jamie's grandfathers in that he had lived to see the end of the war, though that must have brought a mixture of relief and sorrow, considering his only grandson had been killed in the trenches barely 10 months ago, in March 1918. All day, the sky had been a sullen grey with a wind striking the skin with fiendish bite. Peace had been declared in November, almost 3 months ago, but most of the farms were still short of men. Jamie knew his Uncle Jim was exhausted when he had gone to bed early. He was forecasting snow by morning. If he was right, there would be extra work feeding and watering their cattle and sheep. The fiery embers stirred in the grate, and ash fell onto the hearth. Jamie leaned forward and added another log. He was not ready to settle down to sleep. His thoughts were on Katharina and her pale, grief-stricken face. She had always looked younger than her years, with her wide, infectious smile, sparkling dark eyes and unruly curls. Today he had been shocked to see she appeared much older than her 18 years, clad as she was.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?